Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. I'm going to read you an article I read yesterday because I think it shows very eloquently how things are progressing in some parts of society. And a lot of times when we watch the news or consume the media, remember, they are campaigning for our eyeballs and attention. And so they will often select articles and select things that are less than kind to some of the people involved. This one, not so much. It seems to me a battle of sorts, of words, between two equal and opposing forces that turned out to resolve their differences without any violence. And there's something to be said for that. After closing her doors on March 22nd, Shelley Luther, owner of Salon à la Mode, resumed business on April 24th, publicly tearing up a cease and desist letter. She told District Judge Eric Moyer on Tuesday afternoon that she did so out of desperation because she was not able to feed her children. "Your actions were selfish, putting your own interests ahead of the community in which you live," said Moyer, who told Luther she could pay a fine in lieu of incarceration if she issued an apology and agreed to shutter her salon. "A society cannot function where one's own beliefs and a concept of liberty permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials," he added. She replied, "Judge, I would like to say that I have much respect for this court and laws, and that I've never been in this position before, and it's not some place that I want to be," said amassed Luther, speaking into a telephone. "But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish, because feeding my kids is not selfish." Moyer sentenced her to a 7-day jail term. He put her in jail for disagreeing, for opening up her salon, a thing that she felt was imperative in order to take care of her kids. Because again, remember the processes that government engages, especially that come through the political process, right, are often slow and cumbersome. And so the relief that may have been promised through some bill passed and spending hadn't reached all of the intended folks yet. And so she really felt like her back was up against the wall. So she was sentenced to a 7-day jail term and ordered to pay at least $3,500 in fines. The move prompted a lot of backlash. Not just a small amount, but a lot of backlash. Here was this mother trying to take care of her children and passionately and politely, you know, expressing that to the judge. I find it amazing that if this debate had happened 200, 300 years ago, it wouldn't have been a debate of words. It would have likely been a debate of, you know, violence. Right, we remember that Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton ended up having a duel, and you know, people resolved their problems with violence. This one resolved itself a little differently. First, the governor of Texas has issued out orders telling police officers to not incarcerate people. Jails represent a significant risk vector for further infections. So taking somebody who is supposed to be having their doors closed to try to reduce the risk of potential infections and locking them up in jail is kind of counterproductive to that end. And they recognized that and made the adjustment in the orders that are giving police now in Texas. So that's one. The second thing is the lieutenant governor paid the fine. And that is something worth being grateful for. In our society today, with passionate differences and different perspectives, both between government and well-intended people and the regular folks that exist in this country, you know, we can have these discussions in a way where nobody's hurt physically, right? And we are able to, or rather, nobody's violently hurt, and we're able to resolve these differences. Now, there are examples where violence has been used in this country and around this particular issue, and there's examples where violence hasn't been used. This, however, was a neat example that was worth sharing with you guys today. As we move forward into what our next chapter is, I'm grateful for eloquent, thoughtful, polite people who are able to engage their differences and passionately represent their different perspectives. And I hope that we can respect each other's choices as we learn to move forward together. So thank you guys for watching. If you like this episode, share it with somebody else that you know. If you want to know my source for this episode, I'll have that down in the links below. And if you're visiting us on YouTube, feel free to hit the like and subscribe button. That is always welcome. If you want to find the other subscribe buttons, they're over at parkingthought.com. You can hit that subscribe link, be able to subscribe there. At the end of every episode, I like to remind our audience to remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?